We're joined right now by a forward for the Golden State Warriors. He is averaging 22.5 points per game in his last four games. For the season, 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. He is the first Warriors rookie to score 25 back-to-back since Steph Curry did it. He was an NCAA champion and an all-conference player at Villanova. He was the 41st pick in this year's draft. Golden State is home tonight against Utah, and we've got him on a game day. Eric Paschal is my guest. Eric, it is great to have you on the show. How are you? Hey, Eric, what's up? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Thanks so much for the conversation. I've been looking forward to it. We've got a lot to talk about, but let me ask you this. You're putting up huge numbers. You're getting ready to face your old friend Donovan Mitchell tonight. How is life for you, and what are the first few weeks of your NBA career been like?
I would say it's been kind of wild, to be honest. Just as a rookie, getting the opportunity that I did in my last four games, and with all the injuries, all the young guys have been getting great opportunities to play. So it's been wild. And, of course, tonight playing against Donovan, that's something very big for our families because, I mean, we've put so much – our families have put so much into each other that it's actually turned out to be a great thing. So, I mean, it's all a blessing, and I'm very excited for the rest of the season.
Eric Paschal joining us. He actually answered my next question. I was going to say, when I talk about the two of you being old friends, I mean, I mean that. The story goes that you and Donovan first met in church when you were six and playing with the Riverside Hawks. Like, what do you remember about the early days with Donovan, and what's it like knowing that you're just a few hours away from playing on the big stage against him?
The early stages were actually fun. I mean, we just, two young kids that love the game of basketball, and me and him were just so cool, and our families were so close. And it's so funny because he actually lived like 20 seconds away from me and like around the same complex. So like right down the street, and our families knew each other since younger. So like it just happened. And then it was so funny. My first time playing for the Riverside Hawks, I go to the tryout and I see Donovan shooting around. So it was just meant to be. I mean, we're two kids from Westchester just trying to make a name for ourselves. And we stuck together through all college, high school, and now in the NBA.
Eric Paschal is my guest. I'm going to ask you about Westchester in a minute, but I got to know, who's the better NBA 2K player, you or Donovan?
Oh, I'm better than him at 2K for 100%. But he's definitely going to say he's better, but I'm definitely better.
I figured. All right, so if we go back a little bit, Jay Wright, I knew that to be true. Jay Wright, who coached you at Villanova, has said that you remind him of Bernard King, which is extremely high praise. From the outside, one of the things I appreciate about Jay Wright is his attention to detail. What was it like to play for him, and how much did that prepare you for the NBA?
Honestly, playing for Coach Wright at first was annoying because it was just like, as a young guy coming in, he's so much into detail, like you said. So at first, like, I'm getting confused with coverages and how to play the game the right way and offensively and defensively. But as you keep continuing through that program, it's actually, like, it helps you out a lot. And it puts you ahead of the curve when it comes to, like, NBA workouts. And even on an NBA team, I mean, I feel like Coach Wright has, like, 10 pros, has about 10 pros in the NBA, and like we're all doing pretty well just because we all know the game of basketball from him. So he's helped us out tremendously with just being ahead of the learning curve in the NBA.
Right. So does Steve Kerr remind you at all of Jay Wright, like in terms of culture? And if so, what's that like?
At times it definitely does. I mean, at times I definitely feel like I'm back at Villanova, but I mean, it's great. I mean, just having a guy like that, Coach Kerr's doing a great job of just teaching and knowing that all the young guys are still learning and being patient with us, and he's very into detail as well. So sometimes I do feel like I'm back at Villanova, but at a much higher stage.
Golden State Warrior forward, Eric Paschal is my guest. Draymond Green's got this great story about you from before the game against Charlotte. Steve Kerr's going around the room. He's asking players what they know about guys on the Hornets roster. And then he gets to P.J. Washington. Quote, Steve was like, anybody know this guy? Paschal was like, hell yeah, I know something about him. He ducked me all pre-draft, but I'm on his ass tonight. And then he went out there and he did it, and I loved it. End of quote. That's Draymond hyping you up. What you did was you put up 25 to Washington's 11. But to me, Eric, the big thing is you did something that Draymond loved. Like, you earned his respect quickly. What's it been like being around Draymond, and what have you learned from him so far?
That he's a competitor. I mean, and I try to bring that to the table every day. I mean, especially in the same kind of like draft position and same body type, that I could learn so much from him. So being around him has just been great, just in terms of learning the game of basketball and learning how competitive he is, and try to take that and use it within my game as well.
You know, Eric, he had something else to say that I thought was really interesting. He was talking about, he raves that you've played big-time ball, and you played a lot of it in college. And I want to read you one more quote. He said, quote, "The experience matters. You get so many kids who ain't seen bleep, ain't been through bleep. He's been through a lot. Being a first-round pick is too easy. Everybody wants to give you something. They want to give you minutes. They want to give you opportunity. They don't want to say they bleeped up. But if you're a second-round pick, you can get an opportunity or not. You can make it or not. It doesn't matter. He's had to earn everything, and it shows in his game." End quote. So for you, how important or how valuable was it to battle for everything you have, and how much better has that made you as a player?
I feel like it's made me a much better player. I mean, just in terms of, I feel like it fits my story, just being underrated my whole life and trying to prove myself. So I feel like that was just another step at the highest level to say, God's giving you an opportunity to prove yourself again and show people wrong. So I definitely feel like that that quote definitely sticks with me, just because it's part of it. I mean, it's something I've dealt with my whole life, and I feel like that I'm definitely getting an opportunity to just show myself and show my talents and prove myself again.
We're talking to Eric Paschal. You know, we mentioned Westchester. The thing about Jay Wright that he said about you, in addition to comparing you to Bernard King, is that you're a New York basketball player, just a natural bucket getter. Donovan Mitchell's made the point that some people think that guys from Westchester can shoot, but they're not that tough. That's clearly not the case with you. So how would you describe what it means to be a New York City basketball player and the attitude that comes along with it?
I feel like you just have to be confident every day. I mean, there's a lot of talented New York City basketball players, and especially me and Donovan coming from Westchester, we're behind because everybody just thinks like, oh, we're soft or something like that. So, I mean, me and Donovan's motivation was just, hey, let's prove everybody wrong. Let's prove that we're tough and can do everything that they're doing and try to do it better.
Right, so you're used to winning in college, and you're coming to a situation where the organization is obviously used to winning, but it's been a tough season, obviously, in terms of injuries. What's that part of the experience been like for you?
Of course, it's rough. I mean, I'm a competitor at the end of the day, but at the end of the day, you also have to know that it's a process. And with a whole bunch of young guys in the NBA, you just have to keep learning, put it all together at one point, because you got to go out and compete. And there's 82 games, and there's so many games that you get that opportunity to prove yourself. So I feel like you always just have to prove yourself. And with a whole bunch of young guys, it's going to be rough, but it's going to come together. And we can't get any better reps than playing in the game anyway, because around this time, you don't really practice live because we have so many games every other day. So, I mean, just to go out there and play against a Donovan or a Damian Lillard or a C.J. McCollum, that's the opportunity, and the coaches give us the confidence to just go out there, play hard, and have fun.
I'm glad you brought those guys up. Not only did you get a chance to play against McCollum and Damian Lillard, you had a huge game against Portland in that win, 34-13. Now, you talked to your father, Juan Daly, and as you've said, he's always been on you to make sure you hit the glass and you rebound more. How proud was he after a 34-13 rebound game? In other words, was Pops fired up, or was he also saying, man, you should get 13 every night?
He was actually more excited about the 13 rebounds than the 34 points.
I know he was.
He was just happy about that because I hit the glass, and he always pushes me to always hit the glass and be aggressive on the glass.
And finally, your mom says she was crying. She told you after the game that she was crying. What did it mean to you? Like, Dad's still coaching you up, but what did it mean to you know that you made your mom and your dad so proud, considering the sacrifices they made for you?
It means a lot for me. I mean, they put so much into me in terms of sacrificing, staying up late for games, bringing me to games. So that matters so much to me. And to make them proud is means the world to me. I mean, my whole family supports me so much, and I thank them so much for it.
It's great. He was the 41st pick overall in the draft, an NCAA champion, an all-conference player at Villanova. Gets to go against a childhood friend tonight. You've got Golden State at home against Utah. Eric Paschal, my guest. Eric, I appreciate you. Great job. Really nice to have you on, and thanks for doing it before a game.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Great talking to you, Eric. Really appreciate it. Well done. Really good jungle debut. he's going to have a really nice career.